Blog Talk Radio.
Call at 347-850-1598. We'll be more than glad to accommodate your call. Because this program is here for you. I so many times say that here on Straight Talk that it's not just a one-way street. It's definitely not. It's an opportunity for us to be able to dialogue with you. Well, we're going to begin our program today, and as you know, Monday kicked off a brand new year of community activism and organizing and just being involved in terms of standing up against structural injustices and making sure that the pillars of the beloved community, love, and acceptance and forgiveness are ready for you to have full interest. And we're just glad to be able to know that the great apostle of nonviolence, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he literally stood in the gap where he made a difference. And you know, in the modern times that we're living in today, many are calling him a founding father of a new type of America in terms of building on the foundation of a beloved community. Because if we think about the founding fathers of America today, they really didn't, you know, I personally like to say they didn't do too good of a job, because America's original sin, which is racism, is a structural reality that exists right today. And it's about high time we deny the truth in terms of the structures of exclusion, and we must practice inclusion. And that's what it's all about. I'm so glad to have on the program today with me John Henry. And John Henry is a wonderful young man who's an instructor up at JMU. And we're glad to have him on today's program. And John, you were at the People's Day that we had here in the city of Harrisonburg. There was peaceful marches that were going on all across the country. But right here in this city, we had something that was very unique, and I just kind of want to have a time to talk with you about it and get off into some other things we're led. But give me your impressions of the People's Day that we had here on Monday here in the city of Harrisonburg, known as the Friendly City.
Sure. The People's Day was really interesting here in Harrisonburg because of the variety of events and kind of happenings that were occurring. I really enjoyed the opening of the day by a passionate rereading of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. And then it was followed up by the march down MLK Way, kind of then over a bridge and then back again, which I just found really peaceful, powerful to experience, because you know you are embodying it, you are moving, you are engaged with the area, and then also, you know, walking down MLK Way, which, you know, was the renaming of Cantrell to MLK, was a pretty important moment for our community. And then followed up by that were a variety of speakers from across our area, from the universities to more local to youth. So I felt like there was a little bit of something throughout the day for everyone, and then it was followed up by, you know, an amazing potluck dinner at the end for everyone, you know, to break bread and eat and talk about the day. So I thought it was a really nice and the wide array of activities that one could engage in and reflect on.
Now, John, it's really so glad to have you on today's program. Tell us about some of the things that you do up at JMU in the art department.
Yeah, so I'm a graduate student at JMU in the School of Art, and this semester I'm also teaching Intro to Sculpture, and I'm also one of the assistant directors for our New Image Gallery. So I teach a lot about art. My focus and research and kind of what I try to get my students involved in is also thinking about how art relates to the audience, what are the political implications of art, and, you know, our relationship as viewers and creators. Because I personally see that art is a pretty influential and political activity and endeavor to engage in. And so I think it's really important as makers and also as viewers that we understand kind of the climate of viewership and spectacle that we engage in when we engage with art. And then in my own personal practice, I run the Old Furnace Artist Residency, which is a residency here in Harrisonburg that primarily houses and hosts regional and national and now international artists who engage in topics of social justice. So we just hosted an artist who installed a new exhibition at James Madison University in the New Image Gallery, and the exhibition is called The Atomic Priesthood, and it explores kind of the synthesis of combining art and religion around nuclear waste disposal, and how might we address the disposal of nuclear waste, since, you know, the disposal procedures would transcend normal time in a governmental sense, because it's about 10,000 years that you have to start planning for. And there really has been no government that survived probably more than 1,000 years, or a written language that survives more than 1,000 years, just even thinking about how quickly English has changed in the last 5 years with cell phones. So the artist is trying to create a religion or an art practice that examines that stewardship, because it seems that art and religion are the only things that last on a similar level.
Now, John, we're again extremely glad to have you on our program today. I want to get a little deeper. The People's Day program, it did make the front page of the Daily News Record here in our fair city, friendly city. People's Day celebrates civil rights leaders. And also, you know, if we talk about the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, he was a man that was concerned about inclusion. And also in yesterday's paper, Herma Linda Cortez was quoted in the paper where she said it, and they gave a good piece. He said, "The work of social change is never done." And for those of you, Ms. Cortez is a community organizer with Southerners on New Ground, which is a grassroots organization which focuses on the economic and social issues relevant to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. And she said that the march not only served as a symbolic for Dr. King, but also as a call to action to confront xenophobia and racism, that the work of social change is never done. John, you know, you are gay, which is, to me, you're my friend, and the beauty of of Dr. King's message was one of inclusion, reaching all people. And what we just read, what Herman Linda said, why is that so important today?
Yeah, I think what Herman Linda was talking about in her speech is really important today, because I think we've been able to develop language and an analysis as a community and culture to address racism. And not to say that we've solved it, but I think we've begun to develop a language as a community and culture, as we see with, you know, people being like, why are the Oscars so white this year? But we're not seeing the larger similar forms of analysis and conversation occurring around, like, xenophobia that might be happening in our culture, particularly, you know, around just the general prescription of anyone who's Arab or Muslim as, you know, just a blanket terrorist, or even the lack of analysis around the ongoing immigration and migration crisis stemming out of the ongoing civil war in Syria. So I think, you know, these issues, you know, are pretty complex and big, but they also, you know, really stem from issues of racism and xenophobia. And I think thinking about Martin Luther King's message of inclusion and compassion become really important when we start to address these really international issues in ways.
And, of course, discrimination on any form is unacceptable. I just love the theme People's Day, and that's what it's about. In the building of a beloved community, it's one that we reach out to all people. We're not a community in the making of exclusion, because when you exclude people, you hinder people's potential, and we don't want to be about that. We want to be in the posture of building people up so that people can enjoy the fullness of life. And it's unique in a way when we embrace that. And I think that one of the things that our vision as a coalition is that the Martin Luther King Jr. Way Coalition believes in an inclusive community in which every person is loved and valued regardless of any differences, and is empowered to participate, have a voice, and effect positive change in their community. We will work tirelessly to create a sustainable democracy that is led and owned by the people, one in which the people have timely access to the information and expertise needed for governance. We will advocate for this vision and challenge, and if necessary, those individuals and systems of power that stand in the way of building the beloved community in Harrisonburg and anywhere else in the nation. And I think that it's just wonderful that we can embrace this wonderful apostle of nonviolence. You know, Dr. King said it's nonviolence or non-existence. And I think that we have to really strive to do that in a way where all people are felt included and not excluded. John, I also see here that you brought me a gift, and it's called The Breath and Breath of Contemporary American Black Male Identity. You know, during the Civil Rights Movement, and, you know, I'm a product of the 60s, and it was sad to see the men during that time, where they had to walk around with a sandwich sign said, "I am a man." Tell us some about this book that you brought me, and about that.
So this book is a catalog of an exhibition that occurred at the Meyer Museum of Art at Randolph College, and it just closed in December. But it's a wide array of art that explores contemporary black male identity, and it features all types of artists from Nick Cave to Kevin Beasley to Mark Bradford, who's one of my favorites personally as an artist, and then Todd Gray is also featured in it. And it's a pretty moving exhibition as it examines in a visual way the complexities of, you know, being a black male in American society and around the world. You know, and the performance of identity, the performance of strength, the erasure of history. It's all really moving and I think really powerful of an exhibition. And it was really exciting at the time to see this exhibition come together here in Lynchburg, Virginia, just because, you know, it's an institution uplifting and supporting black artists here in America. And if you look at kind of the larger art market and the larger art world, these identities, these voices are usually not included in the larger sense in our contemporary culture. You know, and you see that as of late in the Oscars where, you know, the Oscars are all white, Spike Lee and others, you know, saying they're going to boycott them because this is the second year in a row where it's like kind of an all-white Oscars. And then realizing, you know, the director of the Academy there was talking about, oh, maybe we need to review our membership because, you know, all of our membership is actually, what, I think it's like 65, maybe 70% white, less than 2% Latino. I think it's about 3% African-American. So, you know, we see where our institutions are led by, you know, a majority kind of conservative identities, maybe. And how that might filter out into the institutions, the cultural makers, and the kind of mirrors that get created in our society. So I was really excited to see this exhibition kind of do a really big commitment to some really big issues.
Well, thank you so much, John, I tell you. And we just want to commend you and thank you for being an activist in terms of staying on the cutting edge of making a difference that's so important. You wish that structural realities such as what you mentioned about the academies did not exist, but it does. And sometimes you get tired of always trying to fit in. If people would take a more note of just realizing that everybody is somebody and that we all need to be included instead of excluded at the promotion of a particular culture, that's not where it's at. And, you know, America is definitely not a melting pot. It is a tossed salad. And we want the originality of who we are to shine and to flourish. And we're just glad that we can come together to be able to do that. Dr. Martin Luther King said that human progress is neither automatic nor inedible. Every step toward the goal of justice requires sacrifice, suffering, and struggle. The timeless and passionate concepts of dedicated individuals. So we're glad that you were able to participate by listening on today's program. This has been Stan Macklin with Straight Talk. And may this year be an excellent year of service and progress for you. Have a beautiful day. And whatever you're going through, remember, it's not the outlook, but it's the uplook. Have a good day.